Children across the city took their initial steps into full-time school Thursday. On the first day of kindergarten, schools aim to help kids and parents get comfortable with the new routine. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider brings us this audio postcard of the universal rite of passage from two Northside elementary schools.
Kindergartners at Allegheny K-5 are sitting with their classmates on the gym floor. A few are visibly nervous, but even more of their moms and dads that are standing around them are shedding tears. It's the first and last time parents will attend the morning assembly with their students.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning, Mr. Larry.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
My name's Molly O'Malley Argueta. I'm the principal of Allegheny K-5. So we like to keep kindergarten's first day the same as any other day. Of course, parents are nervous, kids are nervous, but we like to get students into a routine as quick as possible because then it's just what they know.
I'm Thomas Jones. I'm with my daughter, Tara Jones. This is Tara's first day. It's going to be an adjustment for everybody. I stayed up until about 5 a.m., 4 a.m. last night, just running through the entire history of my going to school and thinking about what it was like for me and thinking about what it's going to mean for her.
Well, my name's T-A-R-A. I'm not looking for bad friends. I'm looking for good friends.
Can you count to 10?
11, 12, 14, 16, 17, 18.
Working on 15.
Other than the academic stuff of the numbers and letters and stuff like that, just trying to get her to understand that, it's nice to be friendly to everybody, but not everybody's going to be a friend.
At Manchester Elementary School, parents Laurel Williams and William Johnson walk their son Tajir into his kindergarten classroom.
He's already a smart kid, so him learning a lot and really opening up more, because he's more of a antisocial type of kid. So,
and then coming out the shell more to others and within itself.
He's going to cry. It's going to be a couple days where he's not going to be excited, but once he gets a feel and get used to being around his friends again, he'll be okay.
My name is Mike Lingpegger. I'm the principal at Manchester Pre-K to 8. In Pennsylvania, you really don't need formal schooling till 8, which seems strange, but we get them ready for first grade, and a lot of them are entering first grade reading so that when they move to third grade and above, they're already proficient, and then we can acquire the other skills we need.
Pittsburgh Public Schools Superintendent Anthony Hamlet dropped by a few kindergarten classrooms Thursday. While kindergarten isn't required in Pennsylvania, he says enrollment can help reduce the district's achievement gap between black and white students.
Really making sure that kids are learning early on and that they continue to be continuous learners in their lives. So that's what we want to instill in our kids in Pittsburgh Public Schools.
Back at the morning assembly at Allegheny, Principal O'Malley tells parents they can hug the future class of 2030, and then the teachers will take over for the day. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.